Near any of the children that would like to come up and take a seat on the steps or on the floor right here in the front, you're welcome to come right on up. We'll see if I regret this later. Come on up. And then sit on the steps right there. Yeah, right there. And then sit right there. Here, come over here. Sit right there. Right there. If you're not afraid, you can sit on the floor as well. I think we cleaned earlier today, or yesterday. While they're getting seated, Merry Christmas. I'm so excited to have all of you here. This is a beautiful, beautiful day, but more beautiful feast. So I have a question for all of you all. Who's born tonight?
Jesus.
All right. Who is Jesus' mother?
Mary.
Who is his father? God. God's his father. Come on, you people. Work on that. It's a little trick question, right? Joseph is his foster father, right? Foster father. But God is his real father. That gospel that we heard today said that Mary was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's right. The word spirit could also be translated wind, the holy wind that blew through Mary's womb. Could also be translated spirit, could also be translated breath, the holy breath that breathed a new life into Mary's womb. Do all of you have breath in your body, in your lungs? Thanks be to God, right? What would happen if all of my breath was suddenly gone? That would be a bad situation, right? Yeah, I would die. Sometimes we talk about our life breath. Our life breath. Because breath gives us life. At least physical life, right? But tonight we're talking about holy breath. About the breath of God. If God breathes his holy breath into us, then we have life not just physically, but spiritually. We come alive spiritually. Now I'm going to ask the adults a question now. Is that a good thing? Should I test them with a question?
Yeah.
Here we go. When the risen Jesus appeared to the apostles in the upper room, what's one of the first things that he did? He breathed on them. Yes, somebody got that right. He breathed on them. He breathed the Holy Spirit on them so that it wouldn't just be Jesus and Mary and Jesus, but also the apostles and bishops and priests and deacons and all of us who would have that breath of God within. He wants his whole church to be alive. Spiritually alive with the breath of his Holy Spirit. Now, sadly, from Adam and Eve, have you all heard of Adam and Eve? No, boo, boo. From Adam and Eve until the Blessed Virgin, human beings had physical breath, but not holy breath. Until the Holy Spirit came to Mary. Do you think that God loved Mary? Yes. Oh, he loved her so, so much. Why did he love her? She's one of his children. He created her, absolutely. But also, he wanted her to be...
She was free from sin.
She was free from sin. That's right. He made her that way, right? She was so humble, so simple, and most importantly, so faithful. When God loved her, she loved him back. She was faithful in that way. She was, and let's be clear here, there's never a moment when God is not loving you. And he's always so patient, waiting for us to love him back. So I would ask that we all take just a short moment right now. Close your eyes. In the middle of this homily right here, to love him back. Close your eyes and with all your heart, first of all, thank him for his love. And now, love him back. Tell him how much you love him. Our first reading this evening tells us the Lord delights in you. He delights in you to the point that he wants to be with you forever. Emmanuel, God with us. As a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, the first reading said, so shall your God rejoice in you. Now I want you to picture God, the Father, right, bending low to the earth to give the Blessed Virgin, who is so loving and faithful, a little kiss. He bends down, and in that little kiss, he breathes his Holy Spirit, his holy breath into her. And suddenly the Son of God is conceived in her womb. God bends down in mercy to the faithfulness of the Blessed Virgin. She was faithful. Elizabeth says, blessed are you who believed in the angel's message to you. When you and I are humble, simple, and faithful, we draw the mercy and the justice of God down to us too. Now listen to these beautiful words of Psalm 85. Mercy and faithfulness have met. Mercy from God, faithfulness from Mary and from us. Justice and peace have kissed. Faithfulness shall spring up from the earth and justice look down from heaven. Now God is the source of justice and mercy and peace. God is the source of that. And what he wants from us is faithfulness and love. Has God ever kissed you like he kissed the Blessed Virgin? Yes. The first time God bent down to kiss all of us who are baptized is when we were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He breathed his Holy Spirit into us. You and I both have holy breath in us too because of that. We're temples of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, during this Christmas Mass, we will be faithful to Jesus' command to do this in memory of him. And when I take the bread and the wine in my hands and I breathe the words of Jesus upon them, this is my body, this is my blood, you can imagine God bending down again in mercy to kiss the bread and wine with his holy breath. And suddenly, there on the altar will be no longer bread and wine, but the body and blood of Jesus. We need to be simple, humble, faithful, and loving. Every day, let's breathe in deeply the holy breath that God has given us and love him back. Deal?
Deal.
All right, you guys can head back to your places now. That worked out.